Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه قد غوى وإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا إن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن خير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تعالى في مكان ثاني يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is April 19th, 2024. Just over 6 months have now passed. Nearly 28 weeks have now passed, and 195 days has now passed since the escalation of oppression in Gaza began. As of today, April 19th, Al Jazeera has reported that over 34,000 people have been killed in Gaza, and over 13,000 of them were children. That over 76,000 people have been injured, and at least 8,000 people are missing. And my brothers and sisters, we know that these numbers are the minimums. These are the bottom of the estimates. And we know that the actual numbers are much higher than these. But this isn't new information for any one of you. I know that every single one of you knows this. So if we all know it, why am I bringing it up? Because just knowing it is not enough. Just knowing has not, is not, and will not ever be enough. We are Muslims. We are all sitting here today united by nothing other than La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are united by a deen that requires us to do more than just know. We are united by a deen that requires us to take action. We are Muslims. We are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that a single drop of Muslim blood is more precious to Allah than the Kaaba and all of its surroundings. We are the sons and daughters of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, "Inna kunna adalla qawm." Verily, we were a disgraceful people. فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ And Allah honored us with Islam. فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ If we seek honor from anything besides that with which Allah has honored us, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ Allah will humiliate us. Allah will disgrace us. We are the sons of and daughters of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah, who said, How can I smile? And how can food and water taste good to me? When Masjid al-Aqsa is in the hand of the Crusaders. We're the sons and daughters of Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, rahimahullah, who replied to substantial offer to sell Palestine to the Kuffar. He replied with, As long as I'm alive, I would rather have my flesh be cut out than cut Palestine from the Muslim lands. I will not allow any carving while we are alive. We are the ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But promises are not free, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin al-ma'roof, good, and forbid al-munkar, evil. And you believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed three conditions on this promise. The first one, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You enjoin the good. This da'wah of Islam is not limited to our interactions with non-Muslims. We must stand for and encourage what is right in every situation and every aspect of our lives. The second condition, وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you forbid evil. This is again not limited to any single aspect of our lives. In every situation, it is our responsibility as Muslims to stand against evil and to stand against falsehood. And the third condition, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah. This third condition is necessary for the other two to even be possible. Without our aqidah, without our core belief in the word of Allah being the absolute truth, we have no way to know what good and evil are. We have no basis to come to this understanding from. And these three conditions must all be met for this promise. Enjoining of good without forbidding of evil is not sufficient. And enjoining of good and forbidding of evil is not sufficient if it's not properly rooted in the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the aqidah of Islam. But we all know how to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What steps do we take to enjoin the good and forbid the evil? It's narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا. Whosoever of you sees an evil. He said, whosoever among you. This applies to every single Muslim in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever of you sees an evil, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Let him change it with his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And if he is not able to do so, فَبِلِسَانِهِ. Then with his tongue. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if he's not able to do so, then with his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the lowest level of iman. These steps outlined by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very clear. And they're directed to every single one of us. They're directed to every Muslim in his ummah. And they're based on capability. Whether we work to change evil with it with our hands or with our tongues or with our heart, it's not a matter of choice. It's a matter of capability for which one you should go about. And the capabilities of a person will vary. It depends on the situation. It depends on the time. It depends on the place. It depends on the evil that they see. But this command applies to every single aspect of our lives. For example, a parent has the capability to stop their child from committing haram. This becomes an obligation on them to do so. A principal of a school has the capability to stop their students from doing wrong. This becomes an obligation on them to do so. And when anybody is in this position of having the capability to change evil with their hand, there's no longer a choice. It's a direct command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person does not have that capability to change an evil with their hands, then that's when the command changes. Then they are commanded to change the evil with their tongue. And in the same way, if they're not capable to change it with their hands or their tongues, then the command becomes to change the evil with their heart, for them to feel bad in their heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the lowest level of iman. So now the question comes in for us. Which category do we fall under? If we're commanded to enjoin good and forbid evil in order to become خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best nation sent down to mankind. So we have to know which category of this hadith we fall under in the context of what we're discussing. We're the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who, despite immense efforts by millions of Muslims over the past 6 months around the world, protesting, boycotting, raising awareness, making sacrifices, we are still watching our brothers and sisters in Gaza being massacred every single day. Every single day for 195 days. In this context, we're not those who have the ability to change the evil with our hands. But we do have the ability to change this evil with our tongues. How? We here, individually, may not have the capacity to change this evil with our hands, like I said. But there are people among our ummah who do. And it becomes our responsibility to use our tongues to call upon those within our ummah who have the capability to make this change with their hands to do so only in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We call upon them to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the solution for this problem. This is how we change this evil with our tongues. We promote that we only want for the solution for this problem to come from Islam, to come from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we want those sincere Muslims who have the capability to do so to take that action that's necessary. This is how we fulfill the conditions on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this context. Because just knowing what's happening is not how we claim the title of Khayra Ummatin Ukhrijat Linnas, the best nation sent down to mankind. That does not fulfill the conditions. When we see the blood of our brothers and sisters spilling every day, knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that each single drop of that blood is more valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Kaaba. When we see people seeking victory and seeking honor from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands, knowing that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said that seeking honor from anywhere other than Islam will only lead to humiliation from Allah. Not humiliation among the people, humiliation from Allah. When we see the world able to continue on with its normal operation, knowing that Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah could not even smile, knowing that Masjid al-Aqsa was under occupation. When we've seen every single Muslim leadership fail over the past 6 months repeatedly to end the oppression that we see happening in Gaza, knowing that Sultan Abdul Hamid II was willing to have his flesh be cut out of his body before having Palestine cut from the Muslim lands. When we see all of this, we follow the framework given to us by the hadith and the ayah that we discussed. When we see this evil, it becomes an obligation on every single one of us to work towards changing it. And once we work towards forbidding evil and enjoining good for the sake of Allah, that is when we will be given the position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. Khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, the greatest nation sent down to mankind. And if we don't work towards this obligation, the implications are very severe. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, by the one in whose hand is my soul, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, either you command good and forbid evil, أَوْ لَيُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهِ, or Allah will soon send upon you a punishment from Him. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ, then you will call upon Him, فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, but He will not respond to you. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. If we do not enjoin good and forbid the evil, we are being directly told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish us, when He punishes us, we will raise our hands in dua. We will call upon Him, but in that time He will turn away from us. In that time our dua will be rejected because we did not enjoin the good and forbid the evil as we were commanded. So we need to strive to avoid this situation. We need to strive towards enjoining good and forbidding evil when we see what's happening in Gaza, when we see what's happening in Sudan, in Kashmir, in East Turkestan, in Syria, in Yemen, in Burma, everywhere in this world, and in every aspect of our lives. We need to strive towards our promised rank, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best nation sent down to mankind. And this is the only way to do so, by enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد من قعد وقام اللهم صل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى عبادك الصالحين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام، اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان، اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. وأقيموا الصلاة.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.